sing number 50 in our hymn book. I will praise him.
Praise the Lamb for sinners slain.
Praise him.
Sinners,
lay,
lay, lay, lay.
stuff so that the people that were letting us hear their music today will have a chance to hear our music across the lake. How's that? Here we go.
I will praise Him.
Favorites, number 23. Now, I don't know what's been going on with testimonies this past week. When I was on staff many years ago, every staff member was expected to testify at least once during the time that they served here at camp. And maybe you all did that already. I don't know. From the looks of you, it doesn't look like everyone did. From the smiles I'm seeing. What I'd like to do with this song is I'd like to pause between every verse. And if we just sang a verse that was a blessing to you and you can somehow relate to, that would be your opportunity to express that. I'm not going to wait a long time between verses, 5 or 10 minutes at the most. No. And I just want to give you opportunity. Maybe that will help you. You sing about Jesus being a friend of sinners and lover of your soul. And even though friends may fail me and foes assail me, that He's my Savior and He makes me whole. Maybe that was a blessing to you. You thought about what a wonderful friend Jesus has been. And when others have not understood you or even turned against you, He was always there to help you and encourage you and never leave nor forsake you. Maybe you want to say something like that. Maybe you experienced something like that recently. And so on as we go through the song. Okay? So after we sing a verse, Lil, we're going to pause. Someone's going to stand up, I trust, and give a brief expression of their love for Jesus, and then we'll move on. Okay, number 23. Here we go.
Jesus, what a friend.
10, 9. Shall we move on? Verse 2. Jesus was. Lord, we pray you'll bless our brother Gus, and we thank you. We thank you for his life, first of all, for your grace in him. Lord, he's a blessing to us because of what you have done in his life. He would be the first to give you all the praise and all the glory, rightly so. Thank you for the strength that you gave him, Lord, as he just poured himself into the work here at camp, cooking and all that goes along with it, working with the staff. We pray, Lord, that you'll refresh him. We pray that you will strengthen him, Jesus, our strength and weakness. We pray, Lord, that you'll lay your hand upon him and let there be renewing and a fresh anointing upon his life. Thank you for what you're doing for his family and that they can have these times together here at camp. Lord, we're seeing answers to prayer, prayers the parents have prayed for the children, the grandchildren, and what joy it must bring them. We rejoice with them, Lord, and we pray that you'll continue, Lord, to answer abundantly, do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or even think, Lord. That's what we expect of you, Jesus. We have a right to. And so bless our brother Gus and bless our sister Linda and continue to work in this family, Lord, and just get your will done in everyone. Cause light and grace to come into every heart. We pray. Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Okay, let's move on.
Jesus, what a
two. Four? Okay, one more verse. Here we go.
Jesus, I
Lord, we thank you that you're real and that you're doing a very real work in all of our lives. We thank you for these testimonies, Lord. So practical. You're not a religion. It's not about ceremonies and rituals. But in our everyday living, Jesus is there to help us with the nuts and bolts of our everyday life. Relationships, responsibilities. When we get tired, you're there to strengthen us. When we lose our way, you're there to guide us. When our hearts are broken, as we've heard, you're there to comfort us. Lord, you really are a wonderful Savior. You're making yourself more wonderful to us as we go through life, Lord. You prove yourself, your love, your faithfulness over and over and over and over again. Lord, we can't thank you enough. And Lord, we pray that you'll help us to walk worthy of you. Fill us with your grace, Lord. Give us desire. Give us earnestness, Lord. Make us wholehearted and all of our service and all of our seeking of you, Lord. Enable us to worship you in a way that you're worthy of. We thank you, Lord. Thank you that we belong to you. You belong to us. Hallelujah. No matter how much time you give us, Lord, we want to live every moment for you. Amen. Oh, praise God. You know, before I said, let's sing so that the people across the lake can hear us. And it was amazing to me how the volume increased. And then I thought, why aren't we singing like that all the time? That always happens in church. You tell people, let's really sing this one out. And then you find out they can sing twice as loud as they normally do. Well, maybe you don't want to maintain that volume through the whole meeting. It might wear you out. But we want to make sure that everything we do with all of our hearts. When we sing, can we do it better? Can we be more wholehearted? Well, if we can, then let's do it. When we testify, or give an opportunity to do so. Do I have something I could say? Well, then say it. And God will meet you as you do. Praise God. And so, God wants to teach us wholeheartedness. And I believe Jesus was wholehearted in everything he did. Can you imagine him being anything less than that? In everything. When he took time with one individual, he gave them his full attention. He ministered to their deepest need. And he did a complete work in them. And that's how he works in you. And that's how he works in me. And he wants us to respond in kind. Praise God. And so I'm glad. Thank you for these testimonies. They were a blessing. And let's continue to just be open to the Lord and be at his disposal. And let's say, Jesus, if I can give you more, then help me to give you my all. Praise God.